This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 28th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Sheriff Joe Arpaio was rightly described as the toughest sheriff in America, known for housing inmates in tents in the Arizona heat, making them clean up the sides of littered highways and chain gangs, and refusing to allow them to watch cable TV in their cells other than C-SPAN. Because he had taken aggressive action to arrest illegal immigrants, Arpaio was targeted by the Democrats. In fact, after losing his bid for re-election in 2016, he was found guilty of a misdemeanor contempt of court charge in a trial that was prosecuted by Obama holdovers in the Justice Department, reports Fox News. This past Friday, President Trump pardoned Sheriff Arpaio, calling him an American patriot in a later tweet. Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton gets personal in her latest memoir entitled What Happened, a book that tells her story about the 2016 presidential race, which will be released on September 12th. In an MSNBC exclusive on Morning Joe last Wednesday, Clinton's voice can be heard reading passages, including one that details her experience during the October 9th presidential debate in St. Louis, where Trump stood behind Clinton while she answered a question.
He was literally breathing down my neck. My skin crawled. No matter where I walked, he followed me closely, staring at me, making faces.
Just 2 days after the groping controversy hit the press with damaging audio spoken between then-businessman Donald Trump and Billy Bush for an Access Hollywood segment, Hillary explained she considered turning on Trump.
Do you turn, look him in the eye, and say loudly and clearly, back up, you creep, get away from me. I know you love to intimidate women, but you can't intimidate me, so back up.
The Thomas More Law Society filed an appeal on August 21st with the United States Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, arguing against the Chicago Bubble Zone, a law that prevents sidewalk pro-life counselors from approaching within 8 feet of anyone entering an abortion mill. The plaintiff is arguing that the bubble zone restricts the counselor's First Amendment rights. The Worldview spoke to Thomas Olp, senior counsel for the Thomas More Law Society, about why the bubble zone prevents those seeking an abortion from hearing all the options.
We believe that it's unconstitutional because our sidewalk counselors need to approach a woman who is approaching the clinic, and they try to engage in normal, low-key conversation in order to give that woman, who's an abortion-minded woman, primarily because they're walking towards an abortion clinic, information about alternatives to abortion.
Olp explained why the bubble zone law is unconstitutional.
The Supreme Court has generally held that on public sidewalks, as an adult, you are essentially in a position to be appealed to. Sidewalks are the traditional, quintessential forum for the expression of ideas. And abortion is a highly controversial issue. It's very much in the public square.
Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter." Starting this Thursday, Canadians will have a new way to identify their sex on passports and other government documents. In addition to the options of male and female, our northern neighbors will allow a third category indicating an unspecified sex, reports the New York Times. Evangelist Franklin Graham has called on high school football coaches across the country to kneel in prayer after their games this Friday, September 1st, in response to a U.S. appeals court ruling against a public school football coach in Washington State who was punished for kneeling in prayer at the 50-yard line after every game. Graham took to his Facebook page last Friday morning to blast the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals' decision Wednesday. Franklin's sister, evangelist Ann Graham Lotz, has also spoken out, calling for a return to God, calling on Christians to pray for America during this time of division and darkness. In a Facebook post last Thursday, Lotz wrote, quote, The atmosphere in our world is explosive, toxic, dark, dangerous to the extreme. And at this very moment, when our nation should be standing together against wickedness and lawlessness, we are seriously divided. It's time to inquire of the Lord. Now, it's time to humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways, so He will hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14, unquote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 28th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.